Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
We've created a free self-care checklist and it's ready for you to download today. On the checklist, you'll find 50 brand new ideas to practice self-care. And it's not just bubble baths. Download the free checklist today and be reminded of the importance of practicing self-care. Head to themerrymakersisters.com/self-care. All right, let's get into the episode. Welcome to episode 363 on the Get Merry podcast.
Hello.
I'm so excited to be here. We just did, well, we didn't do a 10-minute workout, but we did just do a 30-minute Pilates workout, and I'm feeling very energized from it. However, when we jumped on this podcast, well, just before, we had decided we were going to talk about workouts, in particular, the 10-minute workout, which we are big fans of.
Massive, massive fans of the 10-minute workout. And yes, the 10-minute workout can and will change your life in many, many ways. I think Carla and I, we used to really, really feel, we used to believe it with all our hearts, all our minds, all our souls, that if you did not do at least a 1 hour workout, there was absolutely no point. Like, we literally believed this. And probably because we read it in, I don't know, Cosmo or Dolly or, like, you know, one of the old magazines.
Or we just grew up with, like, for some reason, all exercise classes being of 1 hour long.
Well, I think, though, like, okay, I get it. Like, when you're paying for a workout class, yeah, like, it kind of does need to be that, maybe. I don't know.
Doesn't
no,
have to be.
No, you're right. However, they definitely do not, and you definitely will receive so many benefits. You'll experience so many benefits from moving your amazing body for just 10 minutes. And the reason why this is so important is because 1 hour workouts seem to be quite a block for many people, in that maybe you just literally logistically, you do not have time to fit in an hour workout.
In my mind, it just seems like so long, you know, like starting a workout at like 4:30 and finishing at 5:30. It's like,
And then if you are going, you know, out to a studio or a gym, you have to add on the travel time, the parking time, the getting there early time for the class.
It's totally a 2 hour ordeal.
Yeah. So I kind of understand why so many people then struggle to fit this in their lives and their routines, because it's not feasible. Because it's you so have true. A million things to do after work or before work. So, like, you just don't have time. Therefore, you just don't do it. And then it's like, oh, whoops, you get to a point in your life and maybe your health where it's like, you really need to exercise more. And you're like, bugger. Like, why didn't I do this before? And then it wouldn't be such an ordeal.
Because when you think about it, like, 10 minutes, it's so doable. Like, you can do so many other things in 10 minutes. Like, it kind of, you think, like, a workout in 10 minutes, really? But you can. Like,
absolutely.
I think we also, so not only do we have to lose the idea that workouts have to be a certain amount of time, we also have to lose the idea and the belief that workouts have to leave you feeling depleted, tired, dripping in sweat, in pain. Like, we actually don't need to feel that at all to receive benefits from exercise. And in fact, we just had our amazing Emily May, who's doing all of the physiology in our Merry Body teacher training. She was up here on Friday and we filmed all of her sessions with her. And one of the biggest takeaways, I think, from her amazing presentations was this fact, like, that HIIT workouts actually can do more harm to the way that our bodies function regarding, you know, stress levels and cortisol and adrenaline, as opposed to a workout that leaves you feeling energized, a workout that is lit, as we would like to call it, low intensity training. And not only with the training and how you move your body, but also in your mind, like how a workout can leave you feeling calm, focused, present.
Mm-hmm.
And this can all happen in 10 minutes.
Yes.
Like Emily totally was on the same page with us when we were talking with about this with her. She was like, yeah, you don't need to do an hour. She was joking about, I just do it until like I feel that mental shift. Yeah, and sometimes that's like 10 minutes for her. Sometimes that's 30.
I love that.
Whatever she kind of needs in her day.
See, that's so lovely, isn't it? It's less like rigid, less rules, more getting in tune with your body. And I think this is what we were never taught in our diet culture. We were never taught about all the benefits of exercise. We were only taught that this is your tool to lose weight, or maybe that's what I was learned. Mm-hmm. What I was learned. Can I speak today? That's what I believed. Learned. That's what I learned. That's what I really felt. And it's been so enjoyable to like get rid of these beliefs and realize that they're not real. Like, yes, exercise can be a tool to help you lose weight. Yes, absolutely. And even low intensity workouts, even short workouts will help you do that, of course. And it's been so great to create a more positive relationship with exercise, because when we're just focused on this weight loss, it tends to really create a toxic relationship.
Yeah, well, I liked where you're going with that. And like with, it's been so nice to learn like what else exercise can do for us, like to use it not as only a tool to lose weight, which I think we were missing out on so much because, you know, we might have still been experiencing it, but we didn't even know. Like we didn't, like, you know, because it was so covered up with this one goal of losing weight.
But when you're so hyper-focused on that weight loss, there is also stress about weight loss. There's anxiety about it. There's dread about it all. So then that can kind of destroy all the other benefits, because I think a key benefit of exercise is it makes you, it changes you, as in your moods. It shifts your energy. Like you can go in one workout and then leave like differently. Like it just shifts how you feel.
Yeah, it can make you, well, and that's just like the science and what's happening like within the body with all chemically, of the hormones. Yeah. Chemically, like, you know, the serotonin and the dopamine and the oxytocin.
Neurotransmitters in your brain and your gut are like they're firing.
Like, yeah, the thing is like movement and exercise. Like again, this is like the biggest takeaway I feel like. That movement and exercise, like any movement and exercise, like can help your body function better.
Yes.
So like your respiratory system, your cardiovascular system, your lymphatic system, your digestion, your endocrine system, your hormones. So like everything benefits from movement. And so I think, can we like get rid of that old like only focused goal of losing weight and then instead realize that, oh my gosh, my 10 minutes of exercise is helping my body function better. It's making me more focused. It's making me more energized. It's putting a smile on my face. I feel like I walk out the door a different person and I approach life different.
And like every action that day will be different. So like you got to think about it like this. So, okay, you do the 10-minute workout, great. You're in a better mood. Okay. When you're stressed, maybe you'll be less likely to go for that emotional eating, that pick up the chocolate bar, stress eating. Like it's fine to eat a chocolate bar, but I would say like if you're stress eating, like this is an issue that like, you know, is like something to be worked through. But that workout might help you not do that. Mm. Then you more consciously decide, I'm going to pick up this chocolate bar and eat it because I really want it and like,
enjoy it.
I'm going to enjoy it. Or I'm going to go for the salad, like great fats, very filling, and then you don't need that emotional support with food. Or you know, actually, you know what? I'm going to walk around the block because I know – from my experience with that 10-minute workout, I know that a little bit of movement can shift how I feel, that I most likely will not feel stressed after. Mm-hmm. So this is the other thing that this workout does. It changes how we feel and therefore it changes our actions and we make better decisions to support our health and well-being.
Mm, or like
that may in fact lead to weight loss, but you don't have to be focused on weight loss. Yeah. Like this is what I like about it, that, you know, it's not about weight loss. It's just about living in a way that you feel better. And actually that contributes to maintaining good health, whatever that looks like for you.
And I think it's like also like let's use a different example. Instead of it being like you might go for a walk because that's like more exercise.
Yeah, true, true.
It could be like you've received an email or a phone call that stressed you out, that normally like if you hadn't have done your workout in the morning, you might have, you know, reacted in a way where you snapped at someone or you, I don't know, got yourself so worked up that you were crying in tears, that kind of thing. Whereas you might have actually reacted totally different if you had spent those 10 minutes breathing and moving your body, and you could have like looked at it from an outsider's point of view, because that's what exercise like it does. Yeah. It like changes the way you see things in life.
And the thing is, it doesn't need to be rocket science. You don't need to do the biggest, newest fad. You don't need to go to the expensive gym. You don't need to go to the expensive session. You know, like some sessions are like, or like weekly class thingies. Like I looked them up. I think I looked up F45 and how much it was. I was like, what? Like, this is so expensive. Like, I'm not going to do that because I can do that in my backyard. Like, if you have a little bit of, like, knowledge, do that.
Yeah.
And like, obviously, Marybody, like, $37 a month, that's so cost effective.
It's so cost effective. And I think, again, like, we've got to let go of this idea that we have to go somewhere to experience a good enough workout.
Yeah, yeah.
I think, like, this is not totally not a thing I used to think.
Yes.
I have to go somewhere to experience a workout that's actually going to be beneficial.
Yeah.
Not true, not at all. In fact, now I am having the best workouts of my life.
That sounds so funny.
the best workouts of my life because I run the show, because I think, what do I feel like today? How's my body? I feel like I've overworked my chest a little bit. Let me make sure I don't do that. Let me make sure I actually counteract and do a bit of back work because that's what I feel like I need. And I'll do a standing bar class that has no shoulder work at all.
Exactly. I think it's also very empowering and it really helps you get in tune with your body. Like obviously we have a high level of knowledge as yoga Pilates teachers compared to like me, myself, like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So I'll compare myself to myself in the past. So I get it. I get that you want to work with an expert, but this is why the online classes are so good because, you know, you do have access to the guides and even like Q&As with us and like messages with us. However, you also are empowered and, you know, we also like promote that. Like you get in tune with yourself, swap the class if you need to. Have a rest if you need to. Like I'm all about that because so many times I injured myself because I listened to instructors. I did what they said because they were experts. No.
Yeah.
You know what you need to learn? You need to learn to get in tune with yourself and trust yourself. And that means being honest with yourself. All right. Do I need a rest or am I being lazy? That's a great question to ask yourself in a workout.
Yeah. And I think like it's so true. You know, like I always think of like the group fitness, like just because there was someone there, you know, up on the stage inspiring and motivating and teaching the class, there's no way that they could have looked at the 40 people in the room and given me personalized advice. So all I was listening to was the push it, push it, push it, keep going, no pain, no gain, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Even if I was in bad pain.
Yeah.
Doing something wrong, I would still keep going. Whereas I find when I'm at home and doing my own 10-minute workout or whatever kind of workout I'm doing, if I was following you, for example, in Marybody, which I do classes all the time, and I was feeling my lower back,
yes,
I could just be like, oh, that doesn't feel right. And like take a little pause and like I can even pause you.
Exactly.
Like, and then jump back in. I'm not missing out on anything.
And then if you are like wondering about it, then you write in the Facebook group, hey, this happened. What do you think? And then you have a reply. I think it's amazing. And obviously, like, if you can, like, if you want to do the PT, like, that's a great idea too. Like, work one-on-one with someone and they'll give you that more, like, you know.
Individual advice.
Yes. But then again, someone I know was in the gym.
With a PT?
Yeah. And she had a bit of a back pain. And she said that she's a person who has tended to back away from exercise, you know, a bit worried about her body, like, very, like, conscious and like a bit worried about injuries, so like never pushes herself.
Yeah.
So she was like, you know, I wanted to check with the expert to see what I should do because I know I tend to go the other way. I don't push myself. And they said, you're fine. You can do it. Bam, back injury.
No.
And to me, I was like, that's shocking. Like, you knew. You questioned it. Why did you listen? Like, you should have listened to yourself. And I think we need to begin to trust ourselves and our bodies. And like, we need to tune in.
Yeah, it's really important, like, because I love, you know, James, our physio, who's actually going to be doing our Merry Body Teacher training.
He's amazing.
Part of the anatomy. I remember I had an injury.
Yeah.
And he said to me, because I was like, what am I going to do? And I was still in that, like, bit like, you know, if I can't work out, like, that's bad. Like, I'm going to feel bad. Like, I need to work out. Like, I was so attached to working out. And he was just like, Carla, do you want to work out for the rest of your life, or are you just worried about this 1 week? And he said, you want to move with no pain for a long time, right? Not just, you don't just want to work out this week. And he made me realize, oh yeah, when I'm injured, like, I need to rest and not push myself. And I need to be more in tune and listen to when I need to back off.
Yes.
Because the goal isn't to push yourself to that point where it's like, no pain, no gain. Like, when, like, what's the point if I'm not in any pain? The goal is to move for longer with less suffering and, like, less, with more ease. That is the word. To move for as long as possible with more ease.
Yeah.
I want to be able to get off my chair. I want to be able to pick up my groceries. If I fall over, I want to be able to pick myself off the ground.
I saw a funny meme the other day.
Did Jules share
Yeah, that one. Did you like it?
I loved it.
Yeah, and it was, I'm not working for my summer body. I'm working for my old person body.
Yeah, my old lady body.
Yeah, well, I did person because you never know, like, late person, lady, whatever, man. And I just thought,
and then keep saying what it said. It said, like, I want my strong bones, my strong muscles, my strong joints, this X, Y, Z. All these things that we want for when we're older.
And I really feel like this goal, it takes away all that emotional baggage, for me anyway. For you, maybe it's different. But let me know if you agree. I'd love to hear. Yeah, it takes away all the emotional baggage and all that, like, that negativity I had with exercise, all that toxicity with my weight, with my self-image, with my ongoing negative criticism of myself. I'm not good enough.
The
I'm
focus
too fat.
Away from the external.
I'm too fat. Like, this is now gone, and these goals help you remove this stuff, this narrative. This stuff that comes from media, society, social media, whatever it might be, parents, if it is for you, like, you know, like, hearing these stories from the schoolyard. Well, however you got these beliefs about your body weight, when we shift the goals around exercise to something like this, I'm going to get strong joints. I'm going to have strong bones. I'm going to have good posture. I'm going to be able to bend down when I'm 80.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to be able to, get off the chair when I'm 80, put on my own clothes when I'm 80, take my own clothes off, dry myself after the shower. These things.
Yeah. I'm going to stay as independent as possible for as long as possible. You know, like, these are important goals.
Mm-hmm. And that gives exercise such a big purpose.
Yeah.
And it's a big motivator. I find it motivating.
Yeah. And it also means that, like, you will prioritize it more likely, I should say. You're more likely to prioritize it, perhaps. And also you'll see that, yes, that 10 minutes actually does have a lot of benefits, because you can absolutely work on your strength in 10 minutes a day. You can absolutely work on your balance.
Have you ever done a plank pose? Let me ask you that.
You do 2 minutes. Do 2 minutes of planking right now. See how you feel. Yeah. Get down on your toes and your knees, forearms, or your knees, or, like, whatever, you know, level of plank. Do it now. Come on.
I just think, how great to have that as a reason why to move. I think it's so much more enjoyable. It gives movement and exercise such a big purpose.
It's very empowering again. And I think as well, all right, so if we're living longer and longer and longer, like, we want to be living in bodies that are still able.
They're great.
Like, you know, if we're going to be living till 100, like, you don't want those last 20 years of, like, you know, where you're stuck in a chair.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we want to try anyway. Of course, like, we don't know what life is going to be for us all. We don't know what could happen. But still, if that's going to happen, we want to put our best feet forward.
Yeah, we want to do our best.
Yeah. And as well, because I totally, you know, we have a very balanced approach, I don't want to be obsessed with it either, though.
Mm-mm.
Like, that's what you said before, Carl. It's like, you know, you don't fret, F-R-T-E-T. You don't fret if you skip a day. Like, no. you're not anxious anymore because it's like, you know what, that's fine. I'll just do it tomorrow.
Yeah. And that is, like, that's the goal, right?
But I think for us, oh, my alarm just went off.
What do we need to do?
Put the bins out.
That's tomorrow.
Yeah, but they come so early.
I know.
Like, they come at like 5:30.
One time when I was house-sitting your house, I was here.
Did you forget?
And I forgot and me I heard too. The bins and I ran out and I just got it out.
Oh, that's lucky. See, I heard the bin, the truck, and I said, oh, there's the truck.
There's the truck.
And then I did it again. Like, I did both bins, like recycling and rubbish, and I just watched the truck go and I was like, I probably could have got that second one out in time.
That is actually so funny.
That's so dumb, really.
But 10-minute workouts. Okay, let's recap. Last little actionable pieces of advice. Let's do a roundup of our favorite kinds of 10-minute workouts.
Ooh.
Some ideas for you if you're like, as if I can do a 10-minute workout. What are you even talking about? Well, let us prove you wrong.
Well, the first and most easiest for most people anyway would be like a walk around the block.
Totally.
Check your time. Okay, let's pretend. It's 6 p.m. All right, walk 5 minutes and walk 5 minutes back.
It's so simple.
Put an alarm on even, 5 minutes, and then walk back. Go one way, go the other way. Or find a great block around your house. If you have a treadmill, that's very easy. But, like, I think I like to walk outside.
Me too. There's a bunch of 10-minute workouts on our YouTube channel, which we'll pop a link to.
Yes, they're free.
If you like them, then you can join Marybody and get access to like 480 classes and a daily plan, which is very handy. You could find your 10-minute favorite song. There's only a few in the world. However, I would recommend two songs. Pop your favorite two songs on, dance around the house. That's a great way to move.
I think, like, here, do this. 10 minutes of – wait. 10 times squats. 10 times push-ups on the knees if you need.
10 times lunges.
10 times lunges. And then repeat that for 10 minutes.
And maybe,
and have,
like,
a break in between, you know?
And, like, maybe did you say plank hold?
Like, let's – wait, I'm going to do it again because I stuffed
it up. Do it in order.
10 times squats, 10 times lunges on each side. 1 minute plank hold. If you want, add 10 push-ups, then a minute rest.
Mm-hmm.
And then repeat that for 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's so simple.
So squats, lunges, plank hold, push-ups. So you're working your bum, you're working your thighs, you're working your lower body, right?
You're working your arms and your abs.
You're working your core. A plank hold, honestly, planking is the best ab workout, the best core workout. But it's not only a core workout. You're also working your arms, your shoulders, your back, your booty, your thighs.
It's a total body workout.
It's amazing.
That's a fun little 10
minutes.
Yeah,
we
should
make
that a class.
Yeah, we should do that right now. We could. Let's do that. Next class, I will
make it a little, what is it? Like a little circuit.
Yeah.
Circuit Pilates.
Yeah,
I love it. There's so many things you could do. Like, put on, like, just jump, like, do some star jumps. Walk around the house. Well, you don't even need to walk around the block. If you don't want to go outside, if it's raining, like, that's not an excuse. Like, you literally could walk around your lounge room 20 times.
Look, I've done that before as well because, you know, in the morning, like, maybe I know I'm going to do a bit of a later workout. Like, I just like to move the body a bit in the morning. So I try and jump up and down every morning, like, to get the lymphatic system moving.
It feels good.
Yeah, it feels great and, like, wakes myself up. So I do, like, 100 jumps just – or, like, tippy-toe raises.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. Like, jump, jump, jump. Then I might just walk around my lounge room. Like just a few times.
Set your cushions up nice.
Yeah, just like you know, tidy like up tidy a bit it. That I didn't tidy the night before. While the coffee is brewing, I have a big glass of water and I'm like, huh, okay, I feel like, you know, I've woken up. I feel like I've moved the systems, moved the body. And that's not – my goal is nothing to do with my weight. That the goal is to feel energized. Mm-hmm. The goal is to wake the body up, to wake my mind up, to get everything moving and functioning at its best.
Perfect. And that's so doable. So doable.
Feels good too. Yeah. Like it makes me feel good.
Yes.
Puts me in a better mood.
Exactly. I love this chat so much. I think it's motivating to realize, you know, that 10 minutes of movement, like something is better than nothing.
Absolutely.
Put that into your day and just notice the changes that you might feel.
Yeah.
And yet some days you'll do longer and some days you won't feel like doing it. And that's also okay. Like you can have rest days, but it's like notice, you know, notice what this 10 minutes brings to your life. And I think that is like a really amazing, it's a gift that we can give ourselves every day.
Oh, I loved this.
Me too.
If you're inspired to do 10-minute workouts, do let us know.
If you do a Merry Body class, also let us know. We would love to hear about
that. If someone else needs to hear this, please send the episode to them. It also helps us spread the Get Merry, Merry Body message further and wider. And also, if you have time, please leave a review on our podcast.
That would be great. Otherwise, we'll be back in news next week with a brand new episode.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.